It's Tuesday. Exactly 4 weeks to the day that you got locked in that safe.
Now, don't worry about a thing. I'm working on a way to get you out.
It is too late, former master.
No, what are you talking about? It's too late. Former master.
According to the laws of the great djinn, after a genie has been locked up for a full moon, she no longer belongs to her master.
Well, who does she belong to?
Anyone who lets her out.
You mean anybody? Just anybody that opens this safe?
Anybody.
Don't panic. I'm going to find a way to get you out of there.
This way, gentlemen.
Genie, don't you let anybody open that safe.
What are you doing here?
There it is, men.
Oh, I was just checking on the moon safe, sir.
What are they doing here?
Moving it out to a concrete reinforced blockhouse. Carefully, men, carefully. Now, remember, it has an explosive device.
No, I thought it was supposed to stay here until it went up.
A slight change in plans. We're opening it up.
Open it.
Well, Dr. Wiedemeyer thinks that the explosive mechanism may have been activated.
Dr. Wiedemeyer?
Dr. Friedrich Wiedemeyer. He's the Pentagon's top demolition expert. He's arriving at 1 o'clock this afternoon from Washington with the combination.
Well, sir, this is a NASA project. I think the NASA personnel should follow through. As a matter of fact, I'd like to volunteer to be the one to open this.
That's out of the question. It's far too dangerous. That's why we're putting it in the blockhouse and calling in Wiedemeyer. He's going to open the safe.
He's...
Yes. This way, man.
Roger, there's gotta be. Do you want Wiedemeyer to be Genie's master?
Yeah, but if we stop Wiedemeyer from opening the safe, Genie will never get out. I mean, either way, we lose.
Roger, we're a team. In a crisis, we've been trained to be ingenious, self-reliant, and cool.
I think I may panic.
I'm planning this very carefully. Now, the way I see it, this mission is in two phases.
Yeah?
First, one of us delays Wiedemeyer. Second, one of us steals the safe. Now, which one do you want?
I think I'll take number three. No matter how you look at it, I mean, the whole mission's impossible.
Not if we use our heads. Here's your operational plan. You take phase one. Every step is precisely outlined. Memorize it.
Boy, you really got this thing worked out. Oh, we... Man, oh, no. Not me. Oh, you realize what's going to happen if we get caught doing that? No, not me.
You got it memorized?
Yeah, I got it memorized, but it'll never work.
Think positive.
Yeah, think positive. We're not going to go through that. I know what you're thinking.
All right, Roger. What's the first thing you do?
The first thing... Oh! Oh!
Here's a copy.
Here's the original.
What personal escort, Major? I don't know what you're talking about.
You mean to tell me you're going to allow Dr. Frederick Wiedemeyer, one of the most eminent scientists of our time, to come to Cocoa Beach on his own?
Well, frankly, I didn't see the necessity. But now that you mention it...
Well, it's a great honor having him here, sir. It's a great childhood hero of mine.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's too bad I'm busy. It's just an hour here to Washington by jet. Well, I've got to be going soon.
Oh, just a minute, Major.
Yes, sir?
Maybe we should give him the VIP treatment.
Well, whatever you say, sir. Well, my plane is warming up. So...
Plane? Yes. What plane?
Well, I'm scheduled for 2 hours of flying time to stay qualified.
That's perfect.
Well, what's perfect?
Major, you will fly to Washington and pick up Dr. Wiedemeyer. I'll phone and make the necessary arrangements. Here's his number at the Pentagon.
But, sir,
there are no buts, Major. That's an order.
It worked.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, nothing. Whatever you say, sir.
Yes, sir, gentlemen. Two sticks. There you go, right here. Put me in, sir. Wait a minute. Here, gentlemen. Nice one for you. Yes, sir. Oh, one of those. Oh, very good, very good. Yes, sir. Same thing? Oh, very good, sir. Very good. Hey, ice cream here. Hey, ice cream. Ice cream here. Hey, ice cream.
Hi, how's business, Joe?
Oh, couldn't be better, Major. I'll tell you, the warmer it gets, the better it is for me. What'll it be today, sir? The usual.
Joe, I want to buy your whole stock.
Whole stock? Major, don't get sick.
Joe, I'm going to need your help. Can you take orders and not ask questions?
Certainly. Ask my wife.
Here's what I want you to know.
Yeah.
My name is Roger.
Please. Want to have too many of this? We could blow the whole building up in smoke.
Sorry, sir.
Two drops and we could blow up Cleveland. Over three drops, wonderful for hard boys.
You like to have some?
No, sir. I'm a Major Healy. I'm your personal escort to NASA.
Oh, yeah. They told me that. Look, I want to warn you something. I have a very weak stomach. You know, with the flying, I don't do much of that.
Sir, you do have the combination to the safe.
Oh, yes, I got it personal from the president.
Is it in there, sir?
No, Mr. Personal Escort. In here.
Right this way, sir. I tell you what, it'll be a nice, easy flight.
Yeah,
you'll have no problems at all, sir.
Thank you, everyone.
It's okay, Major. Nobody saw me. Now, what's my secret assignment?
Look busy. Sell me something. Sell me something.
How about a malt pop with a cherry in it?
I don't care.
Sun on a stick?
I don't care.
How about a sandwich?
Will you? Your first job is this.
Yes.
Go to the movies.
Go to the movies?
Here's a ticket to the Bijou. That's out at 5:42, at which time you'll find your ice cream cart at the South Gate. Got it?
Got it.
Joe?
Yeah?
Enjoy the movies.
Major?
Yeah?
Enjoy the ice cream.
Is that you, oh beloved former master?
Don't worry about a thing. If everything goes according to plan, you've got to be able to call me master again.
Oh, promise me that you will not let anyone else open the safe.
I promise you. Roger's making sure Whittemeyer doesn't even get here.
Out. Why do you flying west?
Detour, sir. The bridge is out. Bad weather, sir.
What are you talking about? Is that a cloud in the sky here?
Downdraft. Very dangerous.
Oh, that's... Oh!
That was one of them, sir.
Don't talk. Just fly, please.
What are you doing?
Jeannie, it's too complicated to explain right now. From now on, I don't want you to say a word until I tell you it's safe.
Anything you say.
I say so.
Just a minute.
Oh. Hi, Colonel. Don't get too close. I've got a case of laryngitis.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. Well, I'm a doctor. Let me take a look.
No, it's all right. I had my personal physician take a look. He says it's going to be okay.
I think I'll have a Sunday today.
Sunday? Well, I'm fresh out of Sundays, Colonel.
Okay, then let's make it a malt-a-pop.
Malt-a-pop? No, we had a big run on Malta Pops. I'm out of them, too.
Oh, come on. You must have something in there for a regular customer. Take a look.
No, it's all right. Oh. As a matter of fact, I do have some here, on the house, right here.
Have you one in your pocket?
Yeah, I've got to take it home to kids. You know how they are. See you, enjoy them.
Thank you.
Out of gas, you dumb cop! How could he be out of gas?
Well, we got caught in a downdrift. We drifted a little off course, sir. Luckily, we found the open field, though.
Yeah. There are we.
Well, we're about 100 miles west of the base, right?
That's right, 100 miles from the
mouth. Look, I want to tell you something, Major. It is urgent that I am in Cocoa Beach to open that safe by 1 o'clock.
Oh, yes, sir. I know you're...
You understand that?
Oh, I understand, sir. Why don't you just sit down and relax, and I'll call the base and have them send a helicopter.
Yes, right? It's a helicopter. Send something.
Hold over here, right?
Back there.
Major Healy.
Oh, hi, Dr. Bellows.
The tower just called me and said you landed. Where's Dr. Wiedemeyer?
Oh, Dr. Wiedemeyer? Oh, we had a little trouble, sir. You see, he got air sick and I had to set him down.
You set him down? Where?
Oh, about 100 miles west of here.
What a foolish...
That's all right. Don't worry, sir. I'm going to pick him up in my car. We should be a few hours late.
Late? He can't be late. He has to open that safe at 1 o'clock. Or it'll explode.
Well, I could have him here by... Did you say explode?
That's right, Major. That explosive mechanism is on a timer. In 2 hours, it switches over to self-destruct. And then it arms itself and... Poof!
And in 2 hours, the safe is going to go poof?
That's right, Major. Poof!
I tell you, that safe's not safe anymore. That's a bomb!
It's 11:15. We've got exactly an hour and 45 minutes to disarm it.
I've got 11:10. And we synchronized watches.
Roger, would you forget about that? What'd you do with Wiedemeyer?
It's funny. I just had it clean. I've never lost time before. I can hear it ticking.
That's not your watch. That's the safe.
Oh, yeah.
Master, what is that noise? I am frightened.
Jeannie.
Don't worry about a thing. We're going to get you out of there before it goes off. Roger, where's Wiedemeyer?
About 100 miles west of here.
Get him. Bring him here.
Yeah. Jeannie, in case I don't get back in time...
Roger!
Master, what if Major Healy does not get back in time?
He's got to.
Dr. Wiedemeyer!
Oh, doctor. Where is he, sir?
Who?
The man I left here, Dr. Wiedemeyer.
Boy, he was sure mad.
Where is he?
Oh, he left. Phone company truck gave him a lift.
Believe me, Doctor, I can't imagine why Major Healy would do such a thing. He said that you are his childhood hero.
Yes, that's a fine way to show it, but it done to me in the airplane.
Look at him, shaking.
Believe me, I'm going to get to the bottom of this, I promise you.
Now you're going to get to the bottom. Where was you when he was doing with me to loop the loop?
You don't need any help, Doctor.
No. Nobody goes in there when I work in that safe, including me. I mean you. Effing it here, please.
Ice cream sandwich. Only literally, they're all crazies around here. Not a crazy.
Don't say anything.
Huh?
The slightest movement could set it off.
Could set what off? An ice cream case?
Earthquake.
My name is Nelson. I'm with the NASA Seismological Unit. We've discovered a major fault running directly beneath this blockhouse. We've been receiving temblors all morning.
Under here, you say there are faults? Oh.
Doctor, you know how sensitive these things are as a scientist. And naturally, we've had to remove the safe. Now, if you just walk towards me, please.
You mean under here? Doctor!
The floor could open up and swallow you up immediately. Now come this way, please.
I don't think so. I think so, but I better go this way, because that fellow, you know, the colonel, he...
Stop! That's where the major stress is, by the door. You're going to have to come out the window. Come on, doctor, please.
The window?
Yeah.
When my age, with climbing windows, do you know you could give me hardening of the arteries?
You can start on it right now, sir.
No. Look, please, Major, I don't feel so good. Better I sit down a little.
We haven't got time to sit down. In 15 minutes, this thing is going to blow sky high.
Major, you better evacuate the neighborhood.
You give me the directions. I'll defuse the safe.
What?
He tried. Can I take out everything and I show you? I show you. You don't touch it. This is a schlager.
Yeah.
All right. This you ought to know by yourself. See, this is a transmitter. Come. Put yourself away here.
Yeah, yeah.
See, look, this I put on here.
Yeah.
You take this here. Look what I'm looking at you.
Yes, sure.
And you make it go on the surface of the safe,
yes,
around the combination, and keep it going there. See, now I watch on the scope. And when you get to there, I say, halt! Stop it! That is where we are going to drill. All right?
Okay.
Go, make that. Stop! Hold right there. Now, you see what you've done? You got right where the trembler device is. And this is where we have to drill the holes, you see?
Where?
Yeah, well, wait, I'll show you. Come here. Now, you take this, make with a mark that.
Yeah?
You see? All right. Now, that shows you that you go in a 2 inches diameter around the trembler device.
Yeah.
And if you miss as much as a fraction of a millimeter...
Don't worry about it, sir. Right here?
I hope so. There's the drill. Give me, I take that from you. There's the drill. Now, please, with a steady hand, That's good, that's good. Now connect up the holes with this. See the way it goes?
Yes, yes.
But hurry.
We got 5 minutes.
Yep, never mind what time it is. So on the holes with that.
This thing's ticking faster.
That means we're getting close. Saw faster. Good, good, good. Very good. Now, you take this suction cup,
yeah,
you put carefully on here, and it removes the trembler device.
Yeah.
Then I cut the wires. You see that?
All right. It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, but that don't make no difference. You go slowly now. Oh, good. Some. Easy. Good boy.
It's 1 o'clock. Cut it!
Oh, I think so, but I need a drink.
All right. I'll go get you something.
Please. Now we got to get you open. Here, four, yeah. 9.
Don't open that safe. Don't open it.
What are you talking about? It's already defused. It.
But I hear that. I hear some noise, something. Major, something is ticking in here. There's another fuse. There's another fuse.
Run! Out of here.
The safe. Get
out.
Run!
Get out.
Run!
Get
out. Run!
Jenny, you can come out now. Come on out the hole. Jenny, come on. He's gone. I got rid of him. Jenny? Jenny? Jenny!
All right, now let's be calm. I can open it myself. I know the first two digits. He's already done. All I have to do is get the third one. Right. No. I don't know the third one. I don't know the third digit.
I don't know the third digit.
What's the matter with me? Wait a minute.
He's already dialed the first two digits. I'll be gone. All I need is the third digit. All I have to do is try them all. On the third digit, I'll dial everything. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I heard a click. Ginny. Ginny, I think that's it. Ginny, the number is
497. 497.
That's it! Ginny, the number was
497.
Oh.
Ginny.
Oh. Oh, Master, I am free. Oh! Oh, oh, Master!
Ginny, come out!
Oh. Oh, I am out! I'm out, Master! Oh, most darling, adorable Master, I love you. Oh,
you're out. Oh, boy, is it good to have you back.
Oh, it's good to be out. Oh.
Our problems are over.
Oh.
Ginny.
Oh.
This time, gentlemen, you're really in trouble.
Trouble? What kind of trouble?
You stole that safe.
That safe? Oh, no, sir. You see, when we found out that a major fault was running beneath the blockhouse, and that...
There are no faults or earthquakes in Florida.